questions about, we're continuing with questions about children and education and so on.
Guru Maharaj, we would like to talk about the Gurukula and children, but one Prabhu, he wants to ask another question from another type of discussion.
Okay.
If that's all right with you.
Yeah, sure, we can start with that.
She's a beginner of, you know, of devotional service. She's asking if it's all right when you're chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is to meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna and also worshipping in your, you know, while you're meditating on it.
It's not wrong, but it's better if you learn how to meditate on the sound of the holy name. That's what one is first meant to do, to learn how to fix one's mind on the sound vibration of Krishna's name. Meditating on Krishna's feet comes later. It's like someone wanting to do... Okay.
It looks like he disconnected.
Yeah, everyone should disconnect. Otherwise, there'll be all kinds of interference. So it's like in going to school. First you go to grade 1, then you go to grade 2. You don't start with grade 2. Everything is meant to be systematic. So first thing we're meant to learn is how to hear Krishna's holy name. Is that okay?
She's been worried because she started meditating. She's thinking, oh, shall I give it up to meditate? Oh, how, you know?
Yeah, she should meditate on the holy name and try to concentrate on that.
It should be very powerful now.
Yeah, you sound stronger than you did before. So, what's next? Yeah, I can hear you great. I can hear you.
Vaikuntha Vijaya was saying that he done a Vrindavan Mandal Parikrama with Lakanatha Swami on the bulls.
Wonderful.
It's like an offering to you, he wanted to say.
Oh, fantastic. Very, very nice. Thank you.
She wanted to say, maybe somebody going to ask a question now.
Okay, thank you.
For children, coordinator for this program, because of that I have a question. To understand, how can we make children to respect a teacher? Different type of, you know, children, as a new devotees and elder devotees children. So because of that, I would like to understand how we can, you know, make children to respect a teacher. Last time we was talking about the values, and that's why I would like to understand, you know, because usually, as you were saying, that it's of course a perfect situation when the parents can give a nurturing already in Krishna consciousness, but it's not always happening. As a teacher, I would like to understand how can I help these children for the beginning.
Where is she, the teacher? Is that a temple school or what is it?
Temple.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, the principle for children to do is to learn respect, period. And if they respect all types of seniors, then they'll also respect their teachers. So if she says that at home the children are not taught respect, then it's very difficult to teach them respect in school. So it means that teachers need to have channels of communication with the parents, and that they need to work together in tandem in order to help develop that value in the children. It's very difficult for teachers to teach values that the parents don't support and don't practice at home. So, in short, the parents have to be on board in order to get things through to the children. Because also I don't think that a teacher's main purpose is to respect teachers. I said I don't think that the teacher's main purpose is for the students to respect teachers. The teacher's purpose is to teach children how to respect others, and the teachers are part of the others. But respecting some people and not respecting others, that that doesn't work in terms of psychology. Do you have any questions on that?
We have pay obeisances to each other. Is this a good practice?
The teacher and the student pay obeisances to each other?
Yeah.
No, that's silly. If the teacher and the student pay obeisances to each other, that means that they're on an equal level. That's not the way to make children respect their teachers, isn't it? Teachers are superiors, and superiors don't pay obeisances to children. We may teach them how to pay obeisances by example, but ultimately teachers give blessings and children offer obeisances. That's our Vedic culture. Something on that?
It's what I wanted to hear.
Okay. It's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing teaching children something on a Sunday that they're not learning during the week. If a teacher is succeeding, then they're very good. And ideally, children should be learning the same thing every day of the week and behaving the same way all the time. But even if at least they're behaving when they come to the Sunday school, then that's a step forward. Next.
What a quality of a teacher in Vedic culture.
Many qualities. Obviously, one is that he wants to give knowledge to others. And being the quality of a guru, you want to help others and you want to give them what you know and make their life better. And then, of course, aside from knowing, having that desire, one should also know the techniques of teaching. Understanding how children learn, understanding child psychology, it all contributes to that. So, you need to have both the spirit for it, and also the training. I don't know in Russia, but I know, for instance, in England, you have to have a university diploma to teach. So, but whatever, however one becomes a teacher, one should know the real criteria for it. One have a desire for it, and also have a nature for it, an ability to connect with children. Few people that I know who have real extraordinary ability to connect with children, like my god sister Mother Jagadatri at the manor. She's like sort of has mystic power with children, and there are others who really have that. They just really, you know, it's your guna, it's your karma to be able to do that.
Thank you.
It's like someone is very good at being a pujari, and someone's very good at astrology, or someone's good at mathematics, and someone's very good at connecting with children. Something further on that? Okay, because I have 9 minutes to go. Yeah?
What should we look into the teacher when we're choosing for our child?
Look in the teacher. But what are you doing? Are you hiring a teacher or are you sending him to a school? If you're hiring a teacher to come and teach at home, then I guess you can select your teachers. But otherwise, generally when you have a school, you send the children, you have faith in the school in general, and you leave it up to the local authorities to select the right teachers. In fact, I have a lot of experience that when, you know, devotee parents try to influence the teachers or communicate regularly, directly to the teachers, it becomes a very difficult situation. So in the outside world, you have a school and you decide to send your child to the school there, and that's it. And then maybe 2-3 times a year, or 4 times a year, then you meet with the teacher for a progress report. So you don't choose the teacher. And one thing for sure is you don't go in every day to tell them what you think of what they're doing. because then it makes makes the teacher's job impossible. In other words, you have to have faith in the educational system that you choose for your child. Otherwise, I've had teachers who just walked out of teaching when they have to live, eat, talk side by side with the parents who always want to give advice on how they should teach. So that's you understand? I think that that's a very important point for parents to connect with. And I'm saying that because I don't know that there's no school circumstance where, you know, a teacher is going to look for what qualities should they look for in a teacher. They just leave that up to the local headmaster to sort out. But if some parents are going to hire a teacher and so on and have them teach, then they need to have the qualities that I mentioned before. But then once again, once you hire that teacher to teach your children, you have to leave them alone. The parent can't be there telling the teacher what to do. Parents have to let go. That's what education means. You take your children, you give them to someone else, and then of course you have interaction at given times, but not the parents are not in charge of the teaching. Let's talk a little about when is the next time. Unfortunately, we lost some time over there with this downtime because I'm going to India on Monday, and then I won't be back until sort of the middle of March. So we could try for the 15th of March. Okay, well, I come back on the 10th, and I think by 15th I'll be in shape.